This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Gwynn and Chris, 5:36 from Petco Park, getting set for Padre baseball tonight. The coach, John Quintero, sitting in for Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm Chris Ello. Gwynn and Chris is brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins here in San Diego. Amazing burgers and drinks with 8 locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. Thanks, Sonic. Every time I read that, Coach, I'm starving.
I agree.
It just gets my mouth watering every single time. NCAA basketball tournament continuing tonight, and joining us from CBS Sports on the SDCCU fan hotline, Reed Forgrave. Reed, appreciate it. I know you're watching games right now, and you got the Auburn-North Carolina game. You got Michigan State-LSU. Let's talk a little bit, if you can, for a second about the teams that won last night. Texas Tech, Gonzaga, Purdue, and Virginia. Which team impressed you the most last night?
Yeah, I mean, by the way, I wish that I were watching games right now. Unfortunately, I'm in Southern California, meaning guess where I am right now? I'm stuck in traffic, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I'm heading from Anaheim to the Lakers game right now, so I'll be at a good destination shortly. But
good.
Honestly, I think – look, I was at the West Regional, so the teams that I saw closest were Gonzaga and Texas Tech, and I was impressed by both teams. Gonzaga, such an incredible offense, such a fun team to watch because they just play loose and free on offense in a way that most college basketball teams don't. Texas Tech, really the other end of the spectrum. They are the best defense in all of college basketball, and that's the team that I would pick that I was just absolutely floored by. Almost embarrassed Michigan. The fact that they held Michigan to, 16 points in the first half? They had, halfway through the second half, and Michigan sitting on 24 points. It was such an impressive display of a team that just outworks you, that out-hustles you, that isn't afraid to get up in your face. And that Texas Tech team, top to bottom, every single facet of that team, they seem on the exact same page in that, look, they haven't played with a chip on their shoulder. It's like such an old coaching cliche, but they play like what they are, which is underdogs. And these are players who weren't highly recruited, generally speaking. And they come together and say, hey, we're gonna try harder than everyone else. And that's what they did. And I was really, really impressed by Texas Tech.
Hey, Reed, I'm glad you talked about Texas Tech. I was telling Chris earlier, a few years ago when Chris Beard was at Arkansas Little Rock, I did a San Diego State Little Rock game here, and they ended up beating San Diego State that day. But I had a chance to talk with Chris prior to the ball game, and I was so impressed by the way he talked about the game and different things he was looking for. And I know he is kind of a Bobby Knight disciple, but I followed his career, and this guy has had great success. And it kind of leads me into my question. You're here in Southern California. What are you hearing right now on the UCLA job?
I was just talking to someone last night about the UCLA job, and the consensus is they have no idea. What I've heard from people is that, look, they've waited a long time. It's been, three and a half months since Steve Alford was let go. They haven't made a move yet. Hoiberg, I thought, would have been a great hire. But the truth is, I'm not sure most coaches want to deal with the outside BS that is UCLA basketball. The having to suck up to the donor base. The fact that, this school doesn't pay particularly well compared for what it thinks itself to be. I get that they were, quote-unquote, courting John Calipari, but I know John Calipari well. He would have loved the idea of coaching there, but frankly, I don't think they could have afforded him. They would have had to pay him $12, $15 million. Cal loved being the king of Kentucky. I think that I was talking with a couple of college basketball reporters last night who were very much into the coaching search stuff. And the consensus was, as far as which coach goes there, nobody has any stinking clue.
Interesting. Reed Forgrave is with us from CBSSports.com. NCAA tournament. The ACC's had a great tournament. Obviously, you saw Florida State go out last night. They still could get the three number one seeds. Talk a little bit about Virginia and what you've seen from them, because both Coach and I feel like they've been playing with last year on their mind, and I don't mean with a chip on their shoulder, but just playing a little nervous. Virginia doesn't look like they're having any fun this year in this tournament. They look like they're scared to death to go down to another defeat.
That's a great point, and it's amazing because they are so confident all year long, and then that first half against Gardner-Webb, they were down – I can't remember what they were down, 8 points at half. And then the second half against Gardner-Webb, like, they should blow Gardner-Webb out every single time. The second half, it was like they were playing with their pants on fire. And it was like, oh, this is the Virginia team that can win it all. And yet, you're right. Like, they're such a good defensive team, right? They're so good on defense. And yet, they're so slow, and they limit possessions so much that, frankly, it means the variance is a lot higher. They can be the better team and lose because the other team hits a few more threes than they're supposed to, and Virginia doesn't have they're not made to make up points in a hurry. They're also not made to give up points in a hurry. If Virginia's up 10 points on the other, there's 8 minutes left, it's almost impossible to overcome. So, yeah, I've not been impressed by Virginia so far this tournament. I don't think anyone has. But if you look what they've done all year long, they've probably been the most consistent team in college basketball. Defense wins championships. I absolutely think they could win it all. What I have in my bracket, what I'm sticking with, is Duke over Carolina in the title game. But if I had to pick a third team to get in there right now, Virginia would be on my very, very short list, along with probably Texas Tech and Gonzaga would be my other two.
Reed, I look at Gonzaga last night. They got tested late in that ball game by Florida State. They eventually won it 72-56. They made their free throws down the stretch. And I think just amazing how Mark Few continues to do it. I mean, we can talk about a mid-major that, will make a run for two or three years, and then they graduate their class, and then it takes them forever to get back. This guy's been doing it for 20 years. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, this program, we remember when they first broke through. Was it 97? Was that their first year breaking through into the Elite Eight? I could be wrong on my dates and my specifics. But it's a quarter century of greatness at this random Jesuit school in Spokane, Washington. It's incredible. They've done it through brilliant coaching. They've done it through continuity, I think, is the most important thing. Not just Mark Few, but he's had the same associate head coach, Tommy Lloyd, for years. They're all on the same page. They recruit to their system. They do an incredible job, better than I think any team in all of college basketball recruiting internationally. Look at Rui Hachimura, has been absolutely incredible. But Killian Tilly as well. I know that he has lost a little bit of his luster because of the injuries, but he's a heck of a ball player. So it's probably, I think, the best single story in college basketball over the past quarter century is how this random little school in this beautiful but tucked away part of the world became not just, like you're saying, not just like a mid-major that had a nice little run, but a national power, one of the, 10 best programs in college basketball.
No question about it. I mean, they got the third or fourth longest consecutive NCAA tournament streak. Reed, we'll let you go. Get back to your traffic. Wish you the good luck getting out to Staples Center.
I can talk for hours. I got all the time.
I know. We lived it our entire lives. I will tell you that Auburn's gone up 10 on Carolina early in the second half, so we'll keep an eye on that. Yes, sir. All right, thanks. Thanks for your time, Reed. All right, thank you. Reed Forgrave from CBS Sports right there on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now, SDCCU.com. Time now for our weeklies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.